With us right now, Dr. Russ Groves, an entomologist with the University of Wisconsin and the Extension. This cold, nasty winter is going to have an effect on insects, and those insects play a role in the crop growing. How's it going to look this spring as things start to thaw out?
Well, we have. We've had a good old Wisconsin winter. We've had a long set of consecutive days with, you know, below or sub-zero temperatures, and those kind of cold temperatures can have effects on certain kinds of insects. It really doesn't affect the insects that are long-distance migrants that come into the state every year on, you know, southerly winds in the spring. That our cold winter here is not going to affect those insects. Certainly there are some insects that overwinter in the soil. One in central Wisconsin that in fact plagues many of the potato growers, the Colorado potato beetle, is probably tucked well away in the ground right now under the frost line. And I'd love to say we'd be whittling on it, but probably we aren't. So those insects that are in the soil overwintering at depths below the frost line are probably protected quite well. And where we have snow on the ground right now, even the insects that are trying to overwinter on the soil surface are probably not doing too bad. If that snow blows, if fields blow open and the snow blows off the fields and we get this kind of where we've had this kind of long duration cold, then we can have some killing effects. And then there are certainly some insects as eggs that are trying to overwinter even above ground. Like aphids will often lay eggs and they'll attempt to overwinter maybe around buds and stuff like that on shrubs and stuff. Now those insects are going to have kind of a hard time with it because, you know, they've been exposed above the snow line to these kinds of adverse conditions. So it really kind of matters where you are, whether you're if you're underground or on the soil line and if there's a good snowpack and if you're above that snow line.
We've heard the frost is down 7 to 9 feet. Are these beetles really burrowing that deep?
Some have been recovered as much as 8 feet deep, but that's just a few. That's kind of a rare event that we get the few that will burrow that deep. Most of them are going to be down around 24 to 30 inches in the soil. You're exactly right. We've heard of frost that is, just like you say, at those depths. But I think that frost really only exists in areas, again, maybe like under concrete slab or under areas where this snow blanket or a snow blanket on top of leaf litter exists. I think where you can find frost that deep, I think you could go along a wood's edge where there's good snowpack. And we've had snow as early December. We've had snow for quite a long time this year. I think you could find areas where the frost is unfortunately, or whatever you want to say, fortunately, is just not that deep in many, many places.
With this winter being much colder and more frost than the previous several winters, does that look like a good thing or a bad thing for the growers?
Well, I think in general it is kind of a good thing because this kind of winter is a good, you know, winter kill. There are probably not only some of these insects but even some pathogens that are trying to overwinter in places. And certainly with a long duration cold like this, it does have its effects. In fact, insects try to protect themselves from the winter by forcing a lot of water out of their cells. What they do is they actually increase the concentration inside their cells, and that's to avoid freezing their cells. What they'd like to do is only do that for a short period of time, because if they have to do it for a long period of time, what can really get them is just desiccation. They can kind of dry out. So because we've had this long duration of cold, that in and of itself, it can be good. It can kind of set back insect populations. But the cold is not discriminating on pests. You know, the cold can be damaging on our beneficial insects as well as our pest insects. So we certainly have to recognize that. And I would add, too, that one of the features that can really have an effect is kind of the spring and the way the spring plays out. If we get kind of some of that oscillating warming and then cold and warming and cold, like through the March, through this month, and then into maybe parts of early April, that can really have a kind of a deleterious effect as well. If we can warm a few bugs up and kind of get them to creep out a little bit and then get those temperatures back down, those kind of springs, we can have some killing power as well.
You mentioned that there's good insects. What ones are those?
Well, there's a bunch of good insects.
We know about honeybees, of course, but...
Well, there you go, and that's the first one to highlight and emphasize. I mean, we have honeybees as our pollinators, but we have many, many native pollinators that exist in the landscape. They're doing a lot of services, doing a lot of pollination services for some of our crops that certainly need it. Cranberry is a very pollinator-dependent crop. Our cucumber crop on the east side of the Central Sands is a pollinator-dependent crop. So certainly these native pollinators as well as the honeybee. But where we're now talking about cold temperatures or extreme cold as a form of natural control, the other form of natural control on pest populations are other insects themselves that are predators or parasites of these pest insects. So there's a whole myriad insects that are very beneficial as biological control agents on pest insects, pollinators, and then a lot of those that are decomposers and so forth on the soil surface that certainly help with nutrient cycling and so forth. So I want to say many, many, many beneficial insects compared to pests.
And most people think of insects as automatic pests, but that's not true.
Well, I'm hoping you're going to believe me on this one, because that's absolutely the case. It's quite not true. The majority of insects are very, very beneficial for us.
So as we look ahead to the growing season, a lot depends on how things melt and how the temperatures go back and forth. We've also heard a lot about the emerald ash borer and how it might or might not survive this cold weather. What do you think?
Yeah, again, as the vegetable entomologist, I'm going to add a caveat to my response, but I've heard that some of these longer duration cold spells might be having a bit of an effect. My recollection was that the interior cambium of the tree, or the areas, you know, where the larvae of the emerald ash borer are trying to feed and persist right now, I think they needed something like, maybe it was something around 20 or 30 or 40 sustained hours of minus 15 degrees. And although we'd all like to say, boy, you know, we've probably had that, but to lower the temperature for that amount of time on the cambial layer, which is, you know, inside the bark of a tree, is really kind of a hard thing to do. You know, we've had a couple of cold spells, and I think there is some speculation that we might whittle back on some of these populations, but I don't think it's going to really be the area-wide, you know, killing event that we might have earlier suspected. I think, you know, we might be whittling on 20 or 30% of the population in places where we found them, but I think especially here in southern Wisconsin and then in points south, they're going to be just fine, unfortunately.
Anything you'd like to add today?
I might just end by saying that look out for bugs, because most of them are all good. There's only a few that you should worry about.